This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
This is the alternative media, exposing government corruption, defending our suspended constitution, demanding the rights of we the people, broadcasting the truth. The puppet media dare not report. Long live liberty and death to the new world order. Prepare yourself. This is the alternative media.
The alternative media. This is your Saturday broadcast where we discuss current events, politics, the disinformation, lies, deceit, and propaganda, the mainstream corporate-owned puppet media, and the fact that the federal government of the United States no longer has any resemblance whatsoever of representation of we the people. It is Saturday, October 20th, 2018. We're in hour one of the broadcast. We've got, as usual, no shortage of material ever for this broadcast. I'll have to tell you that much. I think I got a couple of treats for you coming up a little later this hour. Our very own Jeremy once again made it on to Rush Limbaugh yesterday. I have the clip. Very interesting. We'll get into that later, but I wanted to let everyone know that that is coming up. Where you're living at is probably like here where I'm at. It is nothing but wall-to-wall ads for the upcoming election, which I guess is, what, 16, 17 days away. It'll be 2 weeks from this coming Tuesday, I guess. November 6th is the day. So it is really incredible what some of these morons and buffoons on both in both parties are having to say right now. And with that said, you know, probably the biggest story, now this is that's happening right now, and the omission, you know, I always pick on NBC Nightly News with Lester Holt. They're practically not reporting on this story, although Drudge and practically every other website, Fox News, many others are. But the title of this: Migrants Heading for America Face Off Against Police in Rivertown on Guatemala-Mexican Border as Caravan Activist Who Angered Trump is Arrested and Bundled into a Van by Mexican Police. Now, the pictures of this is just incredible. I mean, it is a line as long as you can see of middle-aged males. There is no... there's some children, very few elderly. It's practically all roughly 18 to maybe 30-year-old males, 4,000 strong. Members of the 4,000-strong migrant caravan have made it to the Guatemalan border town across the muddy Suchiate River from Mexico and face off with authorities as a notorious march ringleader has been arrested. The first members of the group began arriving in Tucan, Yuman on buses and trucks earlier Thursday, but the bulk of the caravan sloshed into town on foot in a downpour. Late in the afternoon and into the evening, hundreds walked on the river's edge where they sang the national anthems of Honduras and Guatemala. Isn't that interesting? They sing the national anthem of Guatemala and Honduras while marching to America and saying, "You must let us in. You must give us health care and welfare. You must put up with our crime that we commit and imprison us. But whatever you do, you mustn't deport us." It is just, it is amazing to see how unhinged the left has become. The same people that want to make sure you have the right to kill babies in the womb, no matter what, is the same people that say you have no right to secure your border, and American people must be forced to just allow in everybody from the rest of the world and foot the bill. Now, I want to play, this is Tucker Carlson. It's about 4 minutes and 50 seconds. Listen to this. This is Tucker Carlson. Sam, let's play video two.
Good evening and welcome to Tucker Carlson Tonight and greetings from California. We're coming to you live this evening from the Nixon Library in Yorba Linda outside Los Angeles. Well, see if you remember hearing this story at any point before. A caravan of impoverished migrants is now making its way up from Central America through Mexico. Their plan is to present themselves at our southern border and demand entry into our country with all the benefits, of course, that entails. The White House has vowed to stop this caravan using the armed forces if necessary, but it keeps coming. Have you heard something like that before? Well, in fact, you have. Something very similar happened just a few months ago. We watched another migrant caravan snake its way up from Central America. It finally arrived, and then the news coverage essentially stopped. But what happened next? Well, here's what happened next. Hundreds of those people in that caravan are still here in the U.S. And if recent history is any guide at all, very few of them will ever leave. Once you reach this country and claim asylum, you're usually home free. Our media don't often cover that, but the rest of the world is watching and knows it very well. And that's why they keep coming. The most recent estimates suggest that a caravan's worth of uninvited migrants arrives at our border every few days. Why is this happening? Because an entire political party is inviting it and encouraging it. They believe unchecked immigration will strengthen their hold on power. They're perfectly aware that you don't like this, but they don't care. Just yesterday, Nancy Pelosi said it would be, quote, immoral to build a wall that might stop poor people from flooding into this country. Watch.
We have to do something other than building a wall, which you characterize very well. In my view, it's immoral, expensive, ineffective, and not something that people do between countries.
Did you catch that? Securing the border is just, quote, not something people do. Not something decent people do anyway. Bigots do it. So do moral reprobates and anyone else who derives pleasure from cruelty. As MSNBC explained just today, borders are a lot like slavery or the Trail of Tears. Watch.
This is a moral outrage that harkens to the worst excesses in the history of the country, to the separation of families at the slave auction blocks,
yes,
to the separation of Native American families. It is a moral
and Ms. Barber
outrage.
Said, I love you. I really do. I would make sure,
Rosie.
I'd like to move next door to you and have coffee.
They're morally outraged. Well, they're always morally outraged. And the point of their moral outrage is pretty clear. America has no right to decide who lives within its borders. Americans lack the moral standing to make that decision. We are too sinful. Illegal immigrants come here because we deserve it. We meddled in their wars in the 1980s. We had the gall to get addicted to the drugs they send us. We once had segregation in the American South. Whatever, the point is, this is a fallen country. 22 million illegals within our borders is just the beginning of our penance. Latin America is listening to all of this, and they are getting the message, and that's why they're on their way. Last fiscal year, 94,000 families from Honduras, Guatemala, and El Salvador were detained at the U.S. border. Not one of these people had a right to come in, but they were not deported. Almost 100% of them are still here, and most will never leave. We are powerless in the face of this. Congress could fix it, but Congress refuses to fix it. The system is broken by design. Voters know this, of course. It's one of the main reasons they voted for Donald Trump 2 years ago. They don't hate immigrants, obviously, but they do believe America has a right to decide which immigrants to admit. All countries have that right, don't they? That would be an interesting debate. The Democratic Party and their lackeys in the media don't want to have that debate because they know they would lose. So instead, they try to bully the population into silence.
The GOP argument on immigration isn't one that's optimism-based. It's fear-based.
This is a scare tactic, right? This is a president. This immigration is a scare tactic he's using to rev up his supporters.
When you talk about caravan, you're talking about white anxiety. You're talking about old white man angst. And so when they bring up the caravan, that's all we need to do is to bring up the pictures of children being separated from their families.
In other words, shut up, racist. Well, you probably heard that before, too, like every day for the last 2 years. You hear it a lot because it's an effective political tactic, but it only works if you fall for it. You should not fall for it. Most Americans are not racists, not even close. They're decent people. They love their country. They want their country to continue, and they know that will not continue without real borders.
All right. How about that, Tucker Carlson? You can't help but enjoy some of Tucker Carlson. It makes me wonder how long they will allow him to continue this. I guess Tucker Carlson was really their answer to replacing Bill O'Reilly. But how about Nancy Pelosi? It's immoral to have a border, but yet never any criticism of Israel and their border or the Vatican or any other country has one. Ineffective. Oh, border walls don't work. But I bet Nancy Pelosi lives in a gated community and those walls work. Walls freaking work. Who she thinks she's talking to? The system is totally broken by design, and the Republican Party is just about as big a sellout traitors as the Democrats. It's the Republicrats and the Democons. Nothing's changed. Tucker Carlson said 22 million. They just announced a couple of weeks ago, I done the story, they're admitting now that it's 33 million at least. It's probably much larger than that. I said for years on this broadcast when they were saying that it was 11 million, that it had to at least be triple, because that's the lie they always tell. Whatever they're telling is always at least three times that, if not more. So, but they came out and admitted to it. Of course, it didn't get any fanfare. Lester Holt didn't tell you. And back to, I've said it 1,000 times, I'll say it again, immigration without assimilation is invasion, and that's exactly what they want. Both parties, the Republicans hadn't done jack about fixing this. When we were going through the primaries in the 2016 selection, all the super cucks on the Republican Party, Jeb Bush, Ted Cruz, all the rest of those super sellouts, they didn't want to talk about immigration. None of them wanted to talk about immigration because they were in on the continued slow death spiral of America. And you can see there is no reconciliation in this country. There's never going to be some poom gaya moment where we all come together, whatever. What is the name of that? I forget. But whatever, where we're all going to come together. The divide is too large, and it's getting bigger, and that's the good news. That's the good news. The fighting in the street warms my cold heart. The worse it gets, the better it is, because these people, these buffoons, have to be woke up to smell the coffee of the situation in which we live in. So I'm not here to paint you a pretty picture. I'm never going to tell you we're going to vote our way out of this. I'm not that happy with Donald Trump. I mean, look at the Donald Trump's trying every way he can. You watch, to not have to do anything with regards to this Washington Post journalist that apparently was slaughtered by Saudi Arabia. Remember the 300, the insane 350 billion dollar, it was $350 billion arm deal. It was May of 2017. It was $110 billion immediately, and then $350 billion over 10 years to Saudi Arabia. I thought that was totally insane when Donald Trump done that. Why in the hell would you want to arm a country that has Wahhabists in it? But we did, because could you imagine if this Washington Post journalist had been killed by Iran? Could you imagine? Let me say it again. The United Nations Security Council would have to be convened. Nimrata Rwanda would be there talking about this is an act of war. I mean, the hypocrisy of our system, this administration, all administrations, Americans' foreign policy, is the epitome of hypocrisy. And you hide and watch and see, and they will pay a bunch of useless lip service. Paul Ryan will make some threats the best he can without trying to look totally gay, which he'll fail miserably at, and Lindsay the Scam Graham and all the rest. But in the end, I will be very surprised if they Saudi Arabia is tantamount to Israel. They whatever they do, it's okay. In the end, $350 billion arms sale to Saudi Arabia, totally insane. But now back to the Tucker Carlson. We have no right to secure our border. And how about the clips he was playing was from MSNBC and CNN. And how about this is white people's angst. They're loving the fact, they're rubbing our face in the fact that they're mocking us as racist if we stand up and say, hey, we want to secure our freaking border. We don't want to be overrun with, first of all, it's illegal. Look at the condoning of illegalities here. It's just unfreaking believable. But yet this is the new norm. And Donald Trump, and of course Rush Limbaugh has covered this, one of the few, and but Breitbart's got the story right now. President Donald Trump suggested Thursday that someone was paying migrants in the caravan traveling to the United States from Honduras. Well, duh, obviously, this is not organic, and the timing of it is not organic. This is being brought to you, it's theater being constructed to bring about something that they can use coming up on these midterm elections. Now, Donald Trump goes on to say, we're starting to find out, and I won't say 100%. I put a little tiny question mark at the end, but a lot of money has been passing through people to come up and try to get into the border by election day, Trump said during a campaign rally in Montana. The group of over 4,000 migrants is currently traveling through Guatemala, although the president did not cite evidence on Thursday to back his claim, and some of them could be paid. Of course, this is completely orchestrated. These are practically all middle-aged males, which is the epitome of cowardice if you're leaving your children and your elderly behind because you're fleeing. What are they fleeing? They're fleeing an asshole that they created that they can't fix because they're incapable of creating a working society. So they move north to try to parasite off of a country that has created a working society, which, sit down if you need to hear this, lay down if you can't take it any other way. Guess what? That's white European society, civilization. That's why they're always, why are they not fleeing? They're never fleeing to Haiti. They're never trying to get to the Congo. There's reasons for this. But nobody wants to admit to it. Nobody wants to say it. Because if you stand up and say the least little thing, well, you're a dirty, rotten racist. And that's the card they play. I was listening to a show for a couple of days in the last 2 weeks where they endlessly debate not being called a Nazi. Who cares what someone calls you? Didn't we get over that in about the third grade? Sticks and stones may break my bones, but names will never hurt me. These words that they've weaponized to use against you, just laugh at them and say, call me what you will, you cultural Marxist faggot. You know, that's what you should respond with. Instead of endlessly debating the scare tactic of being called a Nazi, they've weaponized that, and of course they're going to call you. You're never going to get them to stop calling you that. You can wear a shirt that has Nazi with a circle and a line through it. It's not going to change a gosh darn thing. That if you stand up for morality, if you stand up for closed borders, if you stand up for white civil rights, if you oppose reverse discrimination, you're going to be called a racist in America by the Jewish-controlled media. I mean, to even waste time discussing these hard facts that are never going to change, well, I'm not going to say that these the media, who owns the media at some point, probably is going to change, hopefully, but we shall see about that. He told supporters the Mexican government would hopefully stop the caravan before it reached their own southern border. If they failed, he assured the crowd he would send the military to the southern border. My question is, why haven't you done that a long time ago? But they're setting this up for some political ploy to undermine Trump. You know, the separating of the children at the border. That seemed to work for the media. They harped on that for days. They got all kinds of outrage out of all kinds of buffoons. But, hey, go get you about a 3-year-old and an 8-year-old and go on a little shoplifting spree and see what the police do with you. Do you think you're going to be put in a cell with a 3-year-old and an 8-year-old? No, you're going to be separate. That's nothing new. That is a ridiculous argument. That if you don't like that, if you don't like being separated when you come here illegally, don't come. It's just that simple. But the mainstream media, parroting their talking points in an orchestrated fashion, all go around harping on this same narrative, and somehow it plays with the dumbed-down Americans, the bleeding-heart liberals, the altruistic America that can't see through the smokescreen and see that this is actually a recipe for nation-wrecking. It is a recipe for the destruction of America demographically. They're winning the war slowly. They have now for decades. And anyone calling them out on it, they have a meltdown. It's actually like they don't know how to respond if someone fights back, because they've been a bully, they are a bully, they've always been a bully, they've been getting by, and if anyone fights back with some logic, some common sense, and throws it in their face, then they turn into a little faggoty snowflake. Back in moments.
Attention RBN listeners, Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder of Frontsight Firearms Training, and Fate have come together to allow RBN to run another fundraiser till the end of the year. We didn't really expect this opportunity, but thankfully, it's here and running as you hear this. We've set a goal of 500 donations by the end of the year, which averages around 6 per day, 7 days a week. When you realize all the folks listening to RBN all hours of the day and night, we think our goal is realistic and extremely critical to keep RBN on the air. If everybody listening will seriously assess their ability with firearms and then take advantage of this opportunity, we feel our goal is very conservative. Please take the time to look over FrontSight's website to get an idea of an amazing facility and the world-class training that's going on there. If this interests you, you likely will have like-minded friends that would like to know. Tell them. If for some reason some listeners are not personally interested, consider sons and daughters, close friends, nieces or nephews, top valued employees, inform club members, share the opportunity with police and fire departments. It's not too early to plan Christmas presents for special people. This fundraiser has come at an extremely critical time for RBN because the dire need for equipment upgrades. We're running on the spare tire currently with no money to fix a flat, and the fuel gauge is bouncing on E. This is one of the most valuable ways you can help RBN financially because you get Commander lifetime membership value that is 50 times your donation and can be passed on forever. How many times during life do you get to leave a legacy? See more details and contact info on our webpage, republicbroadcasting.org, and thank you.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
All right, we're back on the Alternative Media. Baron in the studio. My email address is thealternativemedia@yahoo.com. Switching gears here just a little bit before we go forward. You know, listening to various radio broadcasts forever, but in recent years, there has been, up until May of this year, a frequent caller, that called into this broadcast several times, not a whole bunch, but several times in the last, in 2017, in 2018. And that was Alan from South Carolina. And Alan passed away on May 15th of this year. And I heard this name brought up this past week on a broadcast. And I just, you know, I couldn't help, I couldn't quite get it off my mind. Alan had a very distinct Southern draw. He was well-versed. He was 71 years old. And he pretty much seen right through the litany of lies. So I decided to look for Alan's obituary to learn a little more about him. And I hope people listening to this broadcast remember Alan calling in. Alan's real name was William Alan Rush. He was 71 of South Carolina and formerly of Greenville. He passed away on May 15th at his residence. He was born December 15th, 1946. And he grew up in the Augusta Road area. And this was the part that I wanted to share with you, because listening to him on the radio call in and share his opinions, his views, many, many times on various radio shows. I've probably heard Al in excess of 100 times. And I know there's people listening to this broadcast that heard Al in excess of 100 times. Alan, the obituary goes on to read, Alan grew his business until 1982, when his life was forever changed by a severe and debilitating stroke that resulted in the complete paralysis of his left side. Through rehabilitation and great effort, he was eventually able to walk, but had many physical difficulties throughout his life. His love was playing golf, and he still played golf one-handed, and was inspired to... He was an inspiration to many of his friends and strangers who saw him on the golf course. Alan even developed a putter for the physically handicapped individuals that was patented and found to conform with the regulations by the USGA Equipment Standards Committee. And so I just wanted to share that with you. And he rarely missed four ball tournaments held every Saturday and Sunday. And it was at the Bonnie Bray where he developed many lifelong friends who bestowed him with an endearing nickname of Cusser for his passionate temper. So, you know, I miss hearing his phone calls. And I thought you, the listener, might would like to know just a little bit more about Alan. I had no way of knowing those times that he called in that he had it didn't affect his voice that I could tell in any way, that he had suffered a stroke and he was having to live with those kinds of disabilities. So I thought that would be good to throw in here. Also, this is a really short segment. When we come back, we're going to play the Jeremy on the Rush Limbaugh show yesterday, but I wanted to make mention, I've done the inmate search in Virginia for Jacob Goodwin. I've been doing it because I wanted to see where they sent him. He was sentenced 2 months ago to 10 years in prison with 20 years probation. I've covered the story. Hopefully everyone listening to this broadcast knows what I'm talking about. But he appears, if you do the inmate search, you know, you can do a Google search, inmate search in Virginia. He appears to still be in the Charlottesville jail and not yet transferred to prison. Now, the only thing I can think of that they would get some good out of doing this, you know, jail is much worse than prison. You don't have access to a library. You don't have the ability to go out. You can't get into various programs or whatever. It's just sleep and set basically all the time. So I just wanted to make mention, for whatever reason, I done the search again yesterday, and normally, now I'm no expert in this, but I've covered several people that's been sent to prison now. Normally, after your sentence, it's not always immediate, but within a week at least, you're transferred to wherever the Department of Corrections in that state has deemed it proper for you to go to, unfortunately. But from all indications, and if I we will have phone calls next hour, obviously, and if I'm incorrect, if someone knows more than me, if the websites are wrong, whatever, I would appreciate it if you would share that with me. You know, we just had in North Carolina one of the women that had admitted to throwing, they said, red ink, I think it was red paint, on Silent Sam, totally dismissed in the court system. Not even a fine. She admitted to doing it. It's destruction of public property. The judge dismissed everything. Not even a fine. Selective enforcement. I mean, the court systems in this country. Now, I'm going to look during the break, because there's another story I'd like to find and share with you if I can. We're coming up on a break. When we come back, we're going to be playing and discussing Jeremy's phone call into the Rush Limbaugh show. You're listening to the Alternative Media Fair. I'm back in moments.
Mm-hmm. You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
We're back on the Alternative Media. Baron in the studio running down some of the news. You know, Christmas is coming up. There is a lot of great products in the RBN store. I'm challenging everyone listening. I'm going to do some shopping from the RBN store for Christmas this year. I challenge you to do the same thing. It's a great way to support John Stattmiller, the staff at RBN, the work of RBN. And, you know, my schedule is crazy at times, and then I have some more downtime, and I've been able to listen a little more. I had a conversation this past week with Steve Elkins. You know, we need to always remember support RBN. Now, all right, here's a great place to play it because it's this is yesterday's Rush Limbaugh. It starts 1 hour, 1 minute, and 25 seconds into the video, and then it plays to the end. Now, we'll discuss it after we listen to the clip, but one, I want you to take note of the information that Jeremy gets out to the, and I looked this up, this may be all wet, it may be more, it may be less, but they report that Rush Limbaugh has roughly 13 million listeners. I think he's on over 800 radio stations. I'll tell you a little tidbit I just happen to know. They pay Rush Limbaugh to play. If you own a radio station, they pay Rush Limbaugh. Rush Limbaugh doesn't provide it for free or pay them. they pay Rush Limbaugh, and they pay if they want to stream Rush Limbaugh. But I don't know how it is in your area, but in this area, lots of people, whether you know you love Rush Limbaugh, hate Rush Limbaugh, or somewhere in between, lots of people listen to Rush Limbaugh. I think it's the most listened to radio broadcast in America, probably hands down. But one, I want you to listen to the information, the words that Jeremy was able to get out to this audience. And if you look at the video, it's showing, you know, they film Rush Limbaugh. As soon as Rush gets into his answer, which he totally deflects half the question that Jeremy put forth, but they take the video, it goes to just a solid picture of, like, Rush or the EIB logo. I think it's the EIB logo, whatever. So you don't get to see his facial expressions as he's answering this question. And hopefully next hour we get into phone calls if Jeremy's available. I would love to hear the interaction he got as a response maybe at the end of this from Snerdly, or just how he went about getting on. But that's totally up to him whether he would want to discuss that. But let's go ahead and play. Again, this is about 8 minutes, but we'll talk about it at the end. Let's go ahead and play clip one, Rush Limbaugh, Sam.
Again, Todd, this is Jeremy in Mayfield, Kentucky. You are next on Open Line Friday. Hi.
Thanks for taking my call, Rush. Am I coming in loud and clear?
You are, sir. Hear you just fine.
Thanks. It's a $60 Samsung, so, you know, whatever. But, yeah, you know, I'm a...
Well, we all have our obstacles to bear in life, and you're overcoming this pretty well. I hear you pretty well.
Thank you. You know, I'm a Trump. I voted for Trump. I'm an avid Trump voter, and I'm America First in the most historic sense. And I'm an American patriot. So take that in context with my question here. How can the United States be allies with countries? And you mentioned this in the first part of your monologue. We're allies with Saudi Arabia and Israel. How can we be allies with Saudi Arabia when the Pentagon Papers released in 2016 showed that they funded 9/11? Also, Israel has attacked us in the past, like USS Liberty, we had the Levant affair. Can you clear that up for me?
Well, on the Saudi side, yeah. The Israeli spy on us, too. Everybody spies on everybody. You know, Jonathan Pollard, he was an Israeli spy that got caught, and the Israelis wanted him back unharmed. And we said, screw you. You know, we're your benefactor. You don't spy on us. And they said, yes, we do. And we're going to continue to spy because we can't trust anybody. We're Israel. And particularly when Democrats are in the White House, that's a factor. Now, when it comes to the Saudis, I want to share with you, because your question here is really good. I remember after 9/11 happened, when I learned that the Saudi government supposedly is an ally, and yet these hijackers come from Saudi Arabia. He said, are you saying the Saudi royal family is behind this? I said, how can we say that they're not? That is when I began to try to learn about the relationship to the Saudi royal family to Islam. That's when I started asking experts. And one of the people I talked to was Andy McCarthy again, because he has tried as a United States attorney, assistant United States attorney, Southern District of Manhattan. He was the lead prosecutor on the Blind Sheikh case. And it was Andy who said that he thought the Blind Sheikh was just acting out and being a radical inventor of various aspects of Islam as part of his technique to mobilize and create even more membership in his group. And then he started reading the things that the Blind Sheikh believes, and he found out none of this is made up. This call for terrorism, dealing with infidels, it's right there in the Quran. If you read it right, this is exactly what is in the book. And he was stunned when he told me it was. So when you then realize that the Saudi royal family is in charge of worldwide Islam, because the holy sites are there, Mecca and Medina, I found that it is absolutely true that the Saudi royal family is essentially the shield and the impetus behind worldwide Islam. Well, in Saudi Arabia, the branch of Islam that is, for just to make it easier here and being understood, terrorist Islam comes from Wahhabism. For those of you who heard me say this yesterday, beg your indulgence. Wahhabi Islam is where the really radical clerics and imams are, who are welcoming anybody they can into their mosques and just literally converting them into suicide bombers, terrorists, and what have you, under the auspices of Islam. And the Saudi royal family stood by and let it all happen. Whether they were instrumental in advocating it, don't know, but Saudi-funded charities all over the world promoted Wahhabism. And that's what I went back to Mr. Buckley. I don't see how the Saudi royal family, the Saudi government, can be separated from these 19 hijackers. Well, that's why it's interesting to tell the story of the crown prince, Mohammed bin Salman. Mohammed bin Salman wants to, if we are to believe him, he wants to reform the Saudi Arabian Peninsula, the whole country, and its relationship to Islam. All because of money, economics primarily. He doesn't like the fact that Saudi Arabia is solely dependent on the sale of oil for all of its wealth. He wants to branch out. He wants other people investing, other industries, individuals investing in Saudi Arabia for things unrelated to dollars or petrodollars and oil. So he sought out interest in Hollywood, Silicon Valley, and typical places in other countries as well. And part and parcel of his reform is the, I don't know what word, abandonment or the distancing from Wahhabism. According to bin Salman, Saudi Arabia cannot modernize and cannot achieve his reform goals if Wahhabism is still the branch of Islam associated with the Saudi royal family. Well, this brings us to Khashoggi again and the Muslim Brotherhood. They don't want any of these reforms. They don't want any Western influences in any Islamic country, much less Saudi Arabia, where Mecca and Medina are. They do not want Wahhabism watered down. They want the Arab Spring. They don't want secularism anywhere, and Mohammed bin Salman represents a bit of that. It's fascinating that he's been brought to a screeching halt on these reforms. With the death of Khashoggi, this has brought to a screeching halt. And now there's a story today that the royal family, they have a council. I often wondered, well, who determines that? These kings have countless sons. They've got 15 different wives. They've got kids with every one of their wives. So a Saudi king could have 20 sons. How does he determine which one's the crown prince? How does he determine which one's going to be his heir? It's not just first in line. They have a council. They have an inter-family council, a royal family council that determines the lineage, the crown prince, the heirs, and in what order. Bin Salman, Mohammed bin Salman, is not the oldest son of the current king, Salman. He was chosen largely because of his reform ideas, but now, story out today says that we don't know if it's true or not, the royal family is having crisis meetings and maybe going to replace Mohammed bin Salman as crown prince. Now, many people think that this is up to the king. The king determines which of his sons is going to be the next king, but it's not the case. So all of these plans for modernization, if they were true, I have to throw that as a caveat, all these plans for reform have been brought to a screeching halt by the murder of Jamal Khashoggi in Turkey, which is also very unhappy with Saudi Arabia. Because the clown that runs Turkey, Recep Tayyip Erdogan, he is not one of these guys that wants Western influences. Look, I'm way long here and have to take a break, but that's the answer to your question.
He's right in so many ways. Rush.
All right. So there you have it. Now, Jeremy brings up the USS Liberty, the Levon affair. The Levon affair, the name of that was Operation Susanna. It was 1954, and it was the plan to plant bombs in movie theaters and, I believe, libraries. They were going to blame it on the Muslim Brotherhood and on Egypt. A lot of people listening to that broadcast, if they've never heard of that, probably started Googling. And the USS Liberty, I've brought this up before. Years ago on a local radio station, I did an hour on the USS Liberty. I had a gentleman show up at the radio station that day, and he said he was in naval intelligence in 1967, and that didn't happen. I gave him the documentary, what is the name of that? Loss of Liberty. I gave him that. He came back. He said he couldn't believe it. He started doing his own research, and it was all true. You never, ever, ever hear the USS Liberty brought up in anything like mainstream media. I mean, it very, very, very rare. Probably, and you could hear that sound through that video. I figure that was Snurdly trying to text or communicate, probably having a meltdown that this was this topic. And Rush totally leaves off Israel, other than going into the Jonathan Pollard story, which a lot of people may not know, but a lot of people do know. You know, that was the worst spy in U.S. history. So I thought it was the Levon affair gets its name because the Pinhas Levon was forced to step down and resign, and it became known the Levon affair. I can't remember, his first name was a real funny name, but his last name was Levon, and that's where that name comes from. Brings up the 28 pages. Now, the 28 pages refer to a section at the end of the December 2002 report of the Joint Inquiry into the Intelligence Community Activities before and after the terrorist attacks conducted, of course, September 11th. It goes on to contain details of a foreign state sponsor, support for Al-Qaeda prior to the attacks, and the Saudi connection to the hijackers. Now, this was these 28 pages that were these, so to speak, the smoking gun of Saudi influence into the events of 9/11 was not released to 2016. And if you're waiting for Lester Holt to tell you about it, well, you're still waiting. It's just unbelievable. So that was a lot of information. And, of course, you know, Donald Trump, when he was campaigning, he had paid some lip service to Saudi Arabia 9/11. And now he's selling them $350 billion worth of weaponry. And before we will come back to this just a little bit, but right now RT.com's got the story, and I knew it was coming. I just looked it up during the break. Trump finds Saudi version of Khashoggi death credible, touts arms deal with great ally. That's today's story, just posted on RT. I think it goes on to say, calling Saudi Arabia a crucial ally against Iran that purchased billions of dollars worth of U.S. weapons, Donald Trump lamented Khashoggi's unacceptable death, but praised Riyadh for making the first arrest in the ongoing probe. It's a first step. It's a big step, Trump said, admitting, though, that some questions do remain and that he will be dealing with Congress on how to proceed to address the issue. Saudi Arabia has been a great ally, but what happened is unacceptable, Trump said. So, I mean, I would prefer if there is going to be some form of sanction or what we may determine to do, if anything, he said. The president said, but I would prefer that we don't use as retribution canceling $110 billion worth of weaponry, which means 600,000 jobs. So you can see the direction that this is going in. But I know I played a lot of Rush kind of just rambling on at the end. You know, he is a smooth operator going off, and at the very end, you know, you catch he says that is the answer to your question. And for whatever reason, that video, you heard it pause That video pauses right there at that exact spot, no matter where you play it or who plays it. I don't know what that means, if anything, but I've played it, and for me, that video pauses, buffers, so to speak, right there every single time. So I wanted to share that with you, because I think that is really important when you get that type of information. You don't know how many people that might affect. They may be, what is he talking about, USS Liberty? And go into looking into that for themselves. This story right here, probably no one heard anything. This is unbelievable, really. Australian government lambasted after supporting "it's okay to be white" meme as policy. A 4chan meme nearly became official Australian policy after the country's ruling party backed a motion that declared it's okay to be white. The government claims it mistakenly supported the resolution and then called for a revote. Have you heard this? Some 23 members of the ruling Liberal National Coalition, including several cabinet members, voted in favor of a motion introduced by Senator Paul Hanson. We'll wrap that up on the other side of the break. You're listening to The Alternative Media with Farron. Back in moments.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel: great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customer: it works for me. Returned to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just 2 bottles, a 4-month supply. I take Extendivite 3 times a day, every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life, with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
And we're back on the alternative media. Farron in the studio saying, give me liberty or let's give you death. And I've already got one message in, Jeremy offering to buy you a case of beer for that one. that was interesting. That was interesting. We'll talk about it a little bit more in the second hour. But so I've moved on to this story. The Australian government has been lambasted after supporting its okay to be white piece of legislation. Now, the leader of the anti-immigration One Nation Party, which lamented the deplorable rise of anti-white racism and attacks on Western civilization, while stressing that it's okay to be white, had put forth the legislation. Now, here's some of the criticism. Here's the 28 senators that just voted in favor of One Nation leader Paul Hanson's It's Okay to Be White motion. List include government ministers, and it lists a whole list, you know, on Twitter, of course. Of people criticizing the motion that it's okay to be white. I mean, these are interesting times in which they had to re-vote. They had to have a revote and reject the motion that any legislation that would recognize that it's okay. It's just okay. You know, it's okay. Meaning it's the opposite of this is it's not okay. You know, so I'm just here to tell you the lunatics have taken over the asylum, and I don't think it will do anything except continue to get worse. I mean, we're seeing, you know, I did the story about Rise last week, or I guess it might have been week before last. It was week before last. The guys that have been charged from California with a conspiracy to cause a riot by attending Charlottesville, the court systems, the selective enforcement, the bias, the open-in-your-face bias in the court system, the way hate crimes are always directed at white people. I mean, we could go on and on and on with this, but it seems to be unending. It seems to be completely unending, and we're going to see this divide continue. It's going to far past this next election, which is showing them. How about Pocahontas with the one one-thousandth of Native American? I can't believe how race has really came to such the forefront. The divide of the race, races, is now at such the forefront of everything. That's all you hear about, you know, but we've been conditioned and propagandized from birth that everybody's the same and there's not supposed to be any differences between the races. But all of the conflict and the chaos, or at least the majority, a good portion of it anyway, is between the races. All right, we're coming up on the top of the hour break. I tell you what, next hour I've got a couple more stories, but we'll open up the phone lines at the top of the hour. 1-800-313-9443. Jeremy, if you have time and can, I'd love for you to call in and share your experience. Back in a moment. Stay with me.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsite.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep our